With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez withdrawing from his re-election race after having admitted to an affair with a former staff member who later committed suicide. He is vowing to finish out his term in Congress. There's really no other way to say this. The United States military is absolutely destroying Iran's ability to fight back. Admiral Brad Cooper heads up the U.S. Central Command.
Ballistic missile attacks have decreased by 90% since day one. Drone attacks have decreased by 83% since day one. Having said this, we remain vigilant. Our strikes against the Iranian Navy have intensified. You may have heard the president say just a little while ago that we have sunk or destroyed 24 ships. That was true at the moment. We're now up over 30 ships. And in just the last few hours, we hit an Iranian drone carrier ship, roughly the size of a World War II aircraft carrier. And as we speak, it's on fire.
And in the House, lawmakers rejecting an effort to stop the war. When all was said and done, the count was 219 to 212. Voters in Virginia will decide whether to allow remapping that could favor the Democrats. More on that story from correspondent Ben Thomas.
Democrats in Virginia have been pushing a plan to redraw the congressional map in a manner that could help the party win four more U.S. House seats. Republicans have gone to court to block it. But for the second time, Virginia's Supreme Court has ruled voters can cast ballots even as the justices review the legal challenges. The court still has not ruled whether the mid-decade redistricting amendment and referendum are legal. Early voting on the April 21st referendum is supposed to begin Friday. I'm Ben Thomas.
And this is SRN News. Now, apparently, religion doesn't matter much to a lot of Americans. Michael Harrington explains.
According to the latest poll from the Gallup organization, only 47% of adults say faith is very important in their daily life. Compare that to 75% in 1952 or 61% as recently as 2003. The Gallup poll also reveals that religion is most important to women, older people, Republicans, those without a college degree, Protestants, and residents of the South. Non-religious people now make up 24% of the U.S. population. Michael Harrington reporting.
Someone fired shots at a synagogue in Toronto this week. No injuries reported at Temple Emmanuel after 20 rounds were fired. Parishioners had been there just earlier in the evening. Synagogue officials say they are working very closely with law enforcement in the area, as well as security teams and partners. This is SRN News. An experimental drug offers the prospect of fresh hope for youngsters who suffer from epilepsy.
Dravet syndrome is a rare but severe form of epilepsy, the symptoms usually appearing before the age of one. Without effective treatment, it causes repeated uncontrolled seizures, creating a high risk for injury and death. But doctors say an experimental drug treatment called zorevunersen is showing great promise. A trial in 81 young patients suggests repeated doses can result in up to 90% fewer seizures and healthier brain activity.
BBC's Michelle Roberts, an Iowa man facing three counts of murder in Utah after he allegedly killed three women. Police say there's no indication he knew them. And a Cleveland woman charged with two counts of murder in the deaths of her two daughters. The girls were around 8 to 10 years of age. More on these stories, srnnews.com.